way back, they're like, I'm back to it. It's just back here. I'm just, it's not too deep. You know what I was thinking? Got a question for you. Yes? I said, what's the thing for a lot of done for you today? Well, first and foremost, when a coach says, don't go a lot and you don't really know it because if you took a few times a day, if you didn't know all day, if you had a class that's really incredible, I said it, that's the direct effect of labor. What they technically are, a non-profit foundation, created in, I think, 1979 and 1980, we'll have to ask my guest, to put people out between 2 feet and 2 feet. And besides the building project that they funded, the PCC Foundation Executive Director Bobby Aiden started working with them in January 2012. She didn't have to do some pretty aggressive fundraising just to pay the professor's salary. I really want to hear that story with Bobby Aiden in the studio right in the body. I understand that you came to us from Kansas City, Missouri, but you had a rather low background in fundraising and a considerable amount of community college experience besides that, and that you raised funds for the victims of Katrina and also for the Missouri Good to Know. Can you just
I've had actually about 27 years of fundraising. About 11 years of it was a community college in the state of Kansas City, Missouri. In fact, because I was in Missouri before I came here, was the school that the chancellor was head of the entire California community system. He was also at that college. We just made a class in Missouri. So good stuff comes from Missouri.
I hope you're going to say that it does. And doing that good stuff and getting those done, you and other guests are voting your challenge in the community college system just after that $40 million worth of cuts.
That's exactly right. In fact, one of the very first interviews I did in 2019, I think I had even started my job here. It was with a journalist here in Pasadena, and he said, you know, the whole point is that we have to step up our community fundraising. Because California has gone through so many budget cuts over the last several years, and thank goodness for prosperity. Because of this cost, we were able to restore some of the funding that was cut and avoid some future cuts. And so, fundraising and the work of the PCC Foundation became very, very important.
That's
not really good. Exactly. In fact, I went to bed that night at the night of the election, and 12:30 was leaving at 10:30, and I went to bed the next morning. And I woke up the next day and saw that it had passed, and I thought, this is just me.
That's so good for a lot of those years. Well, with all the experience you have, when somebody says you've got to do this aggressive fundraising campaign or successful ticket, what do you want to do?
Well, basically, we have to start with what we call the moment. And ask everyone here on this campus and everyone here that loves to consume are the first people that you reach out to. And we've got a lot of work to do in this area because while the PCC Foundation is very good at receiving money, and we're one of the top 5 community college foundations in the state. So people know us, trust us, we have a great donor base, but it's a small donor base. And so we've got to do a lot of work to expand that donor base and also let people know that we're starting to improve them. The PCC Foundation is what I would call in some terms a passive organization in that they received money and they gave it away. But they didn't have a lot of activity involved in raising money. They would step up and do major projects, like you mentioned the gym, where the staff would work study. They do those kind of major campaigns, and the Center for the Arts building was just opened. They were $3.5 million for that. But what tended to happen in the past is once a project was over, they would sort of go back into a little bit of dormancy for the following political project. And in the past year, the PCC Foundation had a strategic funding opportunity where they took a day and a half and began to talk about what they really wanted for their organization over the next 5 years. And they decided, you know what, we want to go into this fundraising for the 15th. We want to have a robust annual campaign. We want to have major gifts campaigns. We want to have capital campaigns we need to raise. And so, bringing the organization up to what I call a fully functioning development is a real big job. We don't really have a signature event at this point, which we are planning on having a project to do. We don't really have a robust funding fund yet, which we are in the process now of finding all of our money and making sure that we have current annual addresses and phone numbers that we tends to happen is once someone graduates from here, we get that information. But the first thing they do after they graduate is they move. You know? So when we get the information just at the point it's just about to become obsolete. So we have a lot of work to do to keep that with where everybody's going, where they are now. And what we were learning is that if we just bring PCC to them, they get it. Alumni love PCC, current students love PCC, and they want to hear some of the things that are still going on that they were involved in, but now they want to be happening. A student several years back, she learned that we were doing the graduation fund. And so I get this gift in the next time, it's like it's just going to be fun. How many times she found out about this with some because we didn't do that big learning. We did the local thing that we did. And sure enough, she had actually just stopped onto the website for PCC, saw that it was happening, and that PCC, I hate to see this come to that and the cut that we were going through at the time. She said to contribution and to be able to article about it, because I thought that was a perfect thing to realize. Students had gone on to break the issues and the information, the data. She's gone on to a great career, and she really does count for the second time from the beginning. We're still in the planning stages. We'll start our very first one in conjunction with our 90th anniversary celebration. So we'll have a lot to celebrate over the next year just because we're going to be doing the event. And we have a lot of events that are starting to settle in just about one per month, starting in January 2015, so that we can just bring a little bit more recognition to the fact that we've been 90 years. Most community colleges started somewhere in the 50s. So we are older than almost all community colleges. Like, they count the very first community colleges, but that still didn't come to me until much later than 1924. And we could go back all the way back to the group that I taught from sister institutions. We were very good sisters. There's a couple of requirements for WesterGov. You have to have 24 credit hours. So as you're going into your second year at PCC, or if you transfer some credits from your school, you can also apply for that. There's another thing in the WesterGov couple that left a PCC foundation to move with. So there's about $4 million that we have in an endowment. That's about $130,000 per year. That, with the rest of the scholarship program, we need about $1 million to get into each year's institutions. So, we have a new program. If you go to the PCC website, you can search for academic works, and that's our PCC scholarship program. It's for you and encouraging all students to go on and get into
academic works and academic work. And we have a good idea to find for those 21 new grants that you just gave, whether it's from the
A lot of our faculty members will use their money for, last year we got a 3D printer for one of our areas in our team. Another one was software programs. Another one got iPads so that the fashion merchandising students can do in the day. And others are field trips and experiences. it can be great.
Very fast foundation for